dog lovers. It's us, Allie and Betsy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 We took a pause a few minutes, really like three, so Huckleberry Angel could finish eating his breakfast.
Because I have to stare at him while he eats.
So weird. Phoebe would literally eat your hand if not careful. But Stanley is really not that interested in food, like at all.
Well, it's I've heard about it being a thing where dogs, like robust pack animals, do need to be. It's like part of the process that you need to sort of watch them eat. But yeah, Huck needs to be sort of encouraged to eat certain things. Well,
anything.
Like he didn't eat much yesterday at all. So I'm surprised that he's taking his sweet time with. I thought he'd be hungry.
Yeah, Stanley, I don't know how he's like an eritarian. Kind of like
me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll like sometimes. Because Phoebe will steal his food. She kind of hovers over his food. She's like, are you done? 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 And she knows she'll get yelled at if she steals his food. But sometimes he cares and then sometimes he really doesn't.
But they don't get into like an inter-dog snappadoo.
No. No. And also
that's a technical term. An inter-dog snappadoo?
Snappadoo. Yeah. There's no... I mean, also, he is so in charge of her that like, you know... I never worry. No, never even thought about it. Like, we think it's funny. Like, she's like, okay. Like, but he's such, you really never know where his mind is in terms of, you know, whether or not, like, I'm always like, I wonder if he's going to care if she steals his food. By the way, I'm smelling a new soap that I just got.
What's the flavor?
I really enjoy a lemon verbena.
Do you?
I do.
I didn't know that about you.
I really do.
I'm going to put that on my Betsy list.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things I like. I was somewhere and like the smell of like peach is like a no. Like it is a hard, like.
Interesting.
But it's like, it depends. It's like the Yankee Candle peach, like our Yankee Candle level of like.
Yankee Candle. Once we graduated college, it became unavailable
like Bed,
to
Bath,
us.
No, it's not Bed Bath and Beyond, but it's the other one.
What are you
Bath
scared of?
Bath and Body Works. Bath and Body Works.
Bath like, and Body Works. Do you remember those stores at the mall?
I can't even walk by that store, Lush, without getting a migraine.
And just buying all... Oh, did you get in a fight with your bull? Yeah. I get it. It's scary in there.
Trying to remember where I was and the smell of like that fake peach. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like that
Isn't
fake
that interesting
flowery...
that we were so into it back in the day?
See, I wasn't that into Bath and Body Works.
Or just like any like
Gap Body had some great
some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And now you couldn't pay me.
Yeah.
I mean, you could pay me $1 million. I'd wear some fake body stuff for $1 million. And then by the way, and then I would use it to save some people. Quick pivot. Mm. Huck is like barking for me to look into his crate for a second. Mm-hmm. Perhaps to show me that he stole my neck pillow.
He stole your neck pillow? I've never heard him do a bad thing in his whole life.
I mean, it looks like a toy, but I'm going to let him have it because now I don't know what's been done to it. You could keep it. It's yours now, my friend. Thanks for showing me that. How funny
you
is
slobber,
that?
Slobber, you buy it.
You slobber. You own it.
Yeah.
I mean, that maybe lends it to a topic that I came up with a little bit on my hike this morning.
Mm-hmm.
In that, if I had $1 million, I feel like I walked by an unhoused person this morning. Mm-hmm. Who I think I want to go into politics. Like, I did not support Spencer Pratt at all.
Mm.
But
I don't really love Karen Bass.
Well, I mean, but regardless of like that political journey, mm-hmm. I understand like having a, like seeing things that didn't work or aren't working and just being like, how do I make things better? Like how, like I need to institute change somehow. I had a meeting with someone in politics on Wednesday and mm-hmm. I don't think I can talk about it just yet, but I'm coming up with a pilot program with them to institute some change on a mental health level, on a city level. But so I guess I am getting involved in politics, but I like, that is so minor. Like I was walked by this guy who was asleep on a bench and all I wanted to do was like run home, get him, like bring him home, get him a shower,
yeah,
like a basket of food. I didn't want to give him a home because he might not want one, but I just wanted to like, I don't know. I have some ideas. I've worked with the unhoused community for so long and I just,
it's so messed up. And, you know, there's also so many invisible homeless people, you know, that like aren't necessarily sleeping on the street, but they're like sleeping in people's, you know, garages or
I mean, you know, I work with them all the time.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, and there's such different ways to, I don't know, the church down at the bottom of my street does a great job. They instead, you know, they have Andy Gumps for construction sites.
Yeah.
This church, once every week or so brings in an Andy Gump shower.
Mm-hmm.
Genius.
That's
like
great.
Genius. Yeah. And it gets used. Anyway, that was my,
your that, political but, foray.
Yes. But then I was thinking, like, did you see that there's all sorts of new dog legislation that came out this week?
I did not.
All over the country, new dog legislation. I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm going to Google it.
The Google machine?
The Joogle. Don't use the Google app. Let's see. There was all sorts of stuff about like, let's see. Well, okay. Dead air, dead air, dead air.
That should be like the Jeopardy song.
Do, 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 do. It was stuff about hurting dogs. Like if the animal welfare stuff, here we go. Let's, of course it's on YYouTube, so it's going to be talked
it's
about.
The fastest way to drop your cholesterol without.
Is it the fat? Is this about the fastest way to drop cholesterol?
No. So this was in Indiana. So if you come across, this is in Indiana, if you come across with a dog in distress, you can do whatever you need to do to take care of that dog. If it's hot out and you see a dog in a car, you can do whatever you need to do and you have no consequences. Isn't that interesting?
That.
Like if it's
yeah.
90 degrees out and you see a dog in a parked car, you can just knock that window out. Like no problem. Like they're coming up with that one I saw.
There's some pork ones too, like pigs.
What, that you can't eat a pig anymore? I would love to hear about that.
No, it's just, U.S. Supreme Court rejects pork industry challenge to Massachusetts animal welfare law.
What does that mean? What
basically, you know, Massachusetts is probably trying to implement some improvements to the lives of farm animals, and the pork industry tried to fight them, and the whatever court said no.
You can't you can't declaw a cat anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just seeing of that. Anyway,
of wildlife and animals and whatever.
Yeah.
My and not me alone. Obsession with Neil the Seal.
Yes, up in San Francisco.
I don't. No. Neil the Seal is in Tasmania.
Oh, this is not the sea lion up in San Francisco, the big fatty.
No, this guy is a pretty big fatty. This guy is pretty aggressive.
Oh, right, because sea lions are lovely, as per my engagement with sea lions right. In Peru. Seals are assholes. I learned that with surfing. They told us to stay away from seals in my surfing
yeah.
class.
He is a 1,000-kilogram mammal is wreaking havoc in Tasmania.
Okay.
And he's a 1-ton seal who respects nothing. Is and he's
so
just
funny.
A menace. He is a menace and he like knocks things over and he has become this like, you know, absolute phenomenon with like a deep, deep following online.
Neil the Seal. I want to see what he looks like. You keep covering your mouth while you're talking.
Sorry.
Lately. Yeah.
Sorry.
Neil the Seal.
Neil the Seal. He's really cute.
Only in that part of the world, I feel like.
His rampage through local infrastructure has claimed bent traffic bollards, a sign warning the public about seals, and a fence that did not survive Neil's attempt to vault it. The rest of the time, he lies placidly any place he likes, which sometimes is the middle of the road, bringing towns he visits to a standstill. But officials say their bigger concern is that Neil's popularity could lead to an ill-advised human-seal encounter that is dangerous for both sides.
Well, it looks like he's also on land quite a bit. He's not chilling in the ocean.
No, he is like, you know, I think he's wrecked a car. Like, he just, you know, would lie down in front of people's houses and like they can't get in.
That's amazing.
A menace to society. And
good for him.
Good for him, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Like, he was there first.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, theoretically,
like his ancestors, like he's there, you know. He only right now, does he only have 117,000?
That's a lot.
171,000. Neil the Seal.
For a seal. That's
now 190.
It's a lot of followers for an animal.
Yeah. No, I mean, he is a menace, an absolute menace. And I love him.
You're going to take it.
I'm going to take it. He just is unbelievable. And then, he does not. There's a sign that says, "Hi, my name is Neil. Please keep a distance of 10 meters between us. Take three for the sea." I don't know what that means. I guess it's about if you see garbage, pick it up too.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So Australian and fantastic.
I love it.
Oh my God. You gotta go see him. Oh my God.
He's fat and cute.
He is so fat and so cute. We saw some chubbers when we were
sea lioning it.
Yeah.
They were large.
Yeah. They were stinky.
They weren't as stinky as I thought they were gonna be, but they did not smell great.
They did not smell great.
No.
No, they did not. Anyway, so this morning I took Nico to the beach. And where he does camp. And there was a dog, and I sent Allie a picture, who was a not small dog.
He didn't look small.
He did not. He is not small. His name is Bear. He is a Great Pyrenees Neapolitan Mastiff mix. And
is he wearing a bow tie, or is that just a big collar?
On Neil the Seal?
No, on Bear. Is that a red bow tie? Oh, okay.
No, it's just a collar.
He looks sad.
You know what? They all do. I mean, that's just a thing. But he is so cute. And he has a little brother who's actually his big brother, because Norman is 12 and like 12 pounds.
Okay.
And is totally in charge. And I had this lovely conversation with his mom, who was really a lovely girl. And Norman decided to dig in the sand last week and looking for something. And in the process, he ate a bunch of sand.
Oh, no.
And had to be rushed to the doctor. And it was like $6,000. And we were just talking, like, I mean, I know that this isn't the vet's fault. You know, like, I don't blame vets, but it's like, there's got to be ways to, you know, there is a corporatization of veterinary medicine. We've had vets on here talking about it, you know, that why things are expensive, and I get it. But like, I mean, all healthcare is expensive, and that's screwed up for humans too. But I wonder if there are ways that people can, you know, save, like, do you have any good ideas on people save, like, ways to save money?
It's the whole system about, like, how much things cost in general.
I mean, like, how are you stopping Norman? Like, you know, she stopped him, but not before he ingested a bunch of sand. You know, like,
think
you can't
about,
keep your dog in a, you know, in a, like, padded room.
I think about how when I went to, I have health insurance, thankfully, but when I went, when I had my heart issue a year ago, I think, so I went, I had to go in an ambulance and I was at the ER and I wasn't even admitted into the hospital. I was just in the emergency department and I was there for like 6 hours. And I think it was something like $9,000 for like tests and just making sure I was okay. Like they didn't even like, you know,
was in the hospital and, you know, when he got some, this terrible virus and it was like $42,000 or something and he wasn't admitted either.
Right. So I think that there's, you know, and we are all living beings.
But all of those things are padded at hospitals. So insurance, like, the negotiated
sure, aspirin's like $100 a thing. This is a trick I know, not a trick, but for me anyway. Whenever I go to the hospital and they're like, "We're going to take your blood sugar now," I'm like, "Nope, got a Dexcom. Let's just look at my phone," because I know that's going to be an extra like $75 every time they take my blood sugar.
$75 would be like conservative, but yes.
But you know, so I always am like, "Let's just look at my phone because we've got a con. Like, we don't have to do that." But I think that that's. I mean, I don't think it's specific to dogs. I think things are just. That's just how much medical stuff costs.
Yeah.
I think we would, I think if the medical industrial complex were globally modified, then we could do that. I think, you know, I think that there could be something to changing maybe like emergency medicine. So if a dog's life needed to be saved, maybe we could come up with some sort of like emergent care that was less expensive, right? Like, I don't know. I always think about, this is going to sound a little off base, but, I went to UCSB before I went to UCLA and I lived in a little tiny town at UCSB called Isla Vista. And
during, is Isla Vista its own town?
It is.
I thought that it was in just like a neighborhood in Goleta.
It's called Isla Vista and I think it's a 1 square mile and
pure parties.
Pure parties. But during Halloween, which they don't allow anymore, Halloween's not allowed in Santa Barbara in the same way. But when I was there, the entire town shut down. You couldn't get a car in there. You couldn't even ride your bike, which was how people commuted in Santa Barbara. And people came from all over the world to Isla Vista for Halloween. And everyone did go pretty crazy partying wise for Halloween. And
it was infamous.
Yeah. A lot of people had some problems with drugs and alcohol traditionally every time. And they had these emergency people. We called them the Ghostbusters because they had these emergency packs on them. Mm-hmm. And they just administered care to people. And there wasn't like, let me get your ID. Let me get your. They would just like pop into houses and give
IV bags and stuff, or like
Narcan or whatever. Like they were, I mean,
Narcan back then,
whatever it was some version of whatever. They would give someone Ipecac or whatever they needed to do. And I just remember throw them over their shoulder and run them out of Isla Vista, you know, to the Goleta line so that they could put them in an ambulance. Like it was an interesting, something where you have like some emergent care that could be like $100 for someone to just like save a life versus.
There's too much first of all, you know, I never know. I think we've talked about this, like the duality of things. Like I believe in, you know, California gets such a bad rap. And there's so much red tape and, you know, whatever bureaucracy. A lot of that bureaucracy was put in place to keep people safe, you know? And, you know, in terms of healthcare or drugs or things that have to get cleared, some of these things are difficult to do because of the litigious nature of, like,
humans.
Is this person qualified to give this care? Like, are you actually going to be doing more harm to them than good? Like there is some of that there as well. I don't think you could do that anymore because California is just way too.
Yeah, you're right.
There's just too many, the rules and regulations are too great.
But I, you know, for dogs.
Yeah.
I wonder if there could be like dog emergency packs or something where you could, I don't know. You're saying, is there like a stopgap between it? But I don't, yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that, you know, again, going back to the space project, which I talk about on every podcast that I go on, like they have tried to do, you know, there's some community veterinary care, you know, it's a slippery slide from spay neuter into like, okay, well, this dog also has like, you know, an abscess. Can you fix it? And all of this is related to the shelter problem because people end up dropping their dogs when they, you know, when they can't take care of them or, and one of the reasons they can't take care of them is because veterinary care is so expensive. Like it's all connected.
Those are two different stories, right? Like I think that medical care is so expensive. I hear you. You get all the care.
I was going to say, you got nothing to complain about, friend.
Well, can I help you with? Do you want me to give you more food? Hey, can I have a sit? I know. We're listening more to the trainer lately, aren't we? Yeah, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to give in to you. And then there's the emergency stuff, like eating a thing of sand, right? Like those are two very different things. And I think that, yeah, I think we can, like, I think somebody, like, I think putting our heads together to come up with something for emergent care, but it's such a big city, right? Like, how do you know what to do?
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's say someone needs sand on the west side and the only place that has like urgent care that is affordable is in East Hollywood. That
they'd
doesn't help.
Go. Yeah. No, I think they'd go. I mean,
right,
I,
but your dog's dead by then, right? If your dog's full of sand.
I think that you can get to Hollywood. I mean, it's just, I mean, I remember my vet used to say that whatever you can, try to avoid emergency hours because, you know, they check your credit card before they check their vitals.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, 100%.
I do think that VEG does.
Unless you're like me and MASH has your credit card on file.
Well, the Allie Goldstein Clementine Magnolia Huckleberry Angel Wing is so, we're so excited for the opening.
Right. But I definitely, that was what, one of my things I always had. I'm like, make sure, just like make sure every emergency vet had my credit card on file just in case. Like, why not? Just makes life easier.
I get that.
Nobody has to do that. I wanted to ask you.
Oh, well, before we do that, let's take a little
break. Let's take a break.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, I guess we're back. There we go, Bubba. What did you say?
I was talking to my trainer. Oh, first of all, this is unrelated to what I'm about to talk about. But I was at said meeting I was talking about from Wednesday, and we were talking about a dog in Larchmont that was rescued and because the owner couldn't handle it anymore, but is a very rare and unique and specific dog called an Armenian Gamper.
Gamper, yeah.
It's the size of a medium horse.
It's like a bison. Yeah.
It's the biggest dog I've ever seen in my life. Like bigger than a Tibetan Mastiff. And it just is like cruising around Larchmont Village, like willy nilly. Just, it's literally the biggest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. They're huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Of course I want one now. But the fact that you could find two of those in rescue is unreasonable.
Oh, there's tons of them.
In rescue? An Armenian Gamper?
Sure.
Because nobody knows how to take care of them?
I mean, because, you know, people get them thinking that they're like just any other dog and they're a livestock guardian dog. And so, you know.
Guys, when I say huge and furry, huge and furry,
they might not be super well suited for the average person.
200 pounds.
Yeah.
And look like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're monstrous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous dogs. I love, some of my favorite Instagram accounts are of livestock guardians protecting their flock. So great.
This dog was amazing. Okay. So this is what I want to talk about. So my trainer and I, she has an amazing dog named Betty Ford. And Betty Ford is a little tiny poodle mix and has a personality bigger than most. And Tori is also my friend, but trainer. Like, she loves dogs. Like, loves dogs more than people, is a very dog forward person. And we were talking about this new Brad Pitt movie that's coming out. Have you heard about it?
I have not.
Okay. So it is called, I thought I wrote it down, but I of course did not. It is called Heart of the Beast.
Okay.
And so she was asking me if I heard about it, because it is a movie that follows a retired Army Special Forces veteran, his retired combat German Shepherd, Odin, who must fight for survival in the harsh Alaskan wilderness after a catastrophic plane crash. So we're watching the YouTube trailer, and she was, so we're watching it. She's like, Allie, you got to tell me, does Odin live or does Odin die? Like, what is this? And we're just like having this conversation about, and the movie's not out yet. And like, obviously he makes it through the whole movie, and then he obviously dies in the end, after he saves Brad Pitt's life for the final time. Like, that's obviously how the movie's going to end. And,
do you know this for a fact?
No, I'm just like, that's how stories go, right? Like, Odin saved his life over and over and over and over and over again in combat. And then he'll like, and then like, Odin's tired. Like, Odin's an old dog. Like, Odin's going to fall, you know, be put to rest his one last time. Like, whatever. Like, that's what my theory was. She's like, I can't watch a movie if I know the dog's going to die. And we,
by the way, again, like, on my like comparison to dental work, or a bikini wax, like, I would do that before I would see that movie. Just FYI.
But there's a website, Betsy, that I don't know if you know about, but maybe you do. There's a website called Does the Dog Die?
I don't know that. That's amazing.
So you can go to this website before you see said movie or whatever, and it'll tell you.
Genius.
If the dog dies. Huck just brought me his sex bone. Are you, is this what you
I mean,
want?
Are we going to get through an episode without Huck's sex bone? Seriously?
There you go, Bubba. You go play with that. But yeah, it does the dog die.com. And so people who have feelings like you have about, like, I can't even think about a movie if I think the dog's going to be in any sort of like mortal peril, you go on doesthedogdie.com and you can find out before engaging.
So good.
Isn't that amazing?
I will never see it. Like, I mean, I don't see animal movies generally. Like, I just, it's like a no.
But if you get ambushed by something, you can then quickly Google that and or go on that.
Genius.
Is that amazing?
I love that.
Hey, Huck, not for you.
That's you.
Do you see he's investigating? Do you see that huge pile that he's in front of? I don't know if you can see that.
No, I can't see it. Okay, what is that?
That's a bag of presents for Petito.
Petito has arrived.
He's arrived. I said to him, I go, Ezzy, do you know how many presents I have for you? He goes, 18? And I said, close, actually.
Right?
Maybe close to that. I think it's 14, I counted.
Well, he might need to go out and buy four more.
I know. I will.
As not to disappoint him.
Actually. What else did I
want? Well, I have a story.
Yeah, tell me.
So my cousin lives up in the Bay Area, and she has three daughters. And one of them was hiking and found a dog that had been dumped. And of course, you know, the first family call is to me. And that's not true. I mean, she did a lot of things, and she's, you know, 22-ish and so sweet. And, you know, she is a beautiful Malinois. And the dog was clearly
a baby
dumped,
or
like 10
middle-aged.
Months old.
Okay.
And, I'm going to send you a picture so you can see how cute she is. It is just so sad. I mean, she was so clearly dumped. Let's see. I'm going to send you this one. Does this go? Allison. Unable to send file due to admin restrictions. Huh. What does that mean? I'll send it to you a different way.
Okay.
She is like, and so I reached out to one of my friends who is a Malinois person who lives out of state. And I was like, I don't, you know, because Malinois, as we know, are like, you don't take a Malinois lightly. You
no,
know?
Not,
you
gotta, easy. Not the you know, easiest.
And she might be a mix. Hard to know what she is. And so my friend who's on a bunch of Malinois groups posted her. And in the meantime, my friend who lives out of state has fallen in love with her. And we are actually making arrangements for her to maybe travel to go live with my friend.
Oh.
So we're hoping that happens. But in the meantime, Malinois and Dutch Shepherd Rescue got in touch and they've been so lovely. And I mean, things are working out like so lucky that, you know, this dog has had people to mobilize for her, but she was told that if the dog was brought to the shelter, now it's hard to know if the shelter was saying this or a rescue group in the area said that if she goes to the shelter, she would be automatically euthanized because of her breed.
Ugh.
Sad.
Probably the rescue was saying that.
Yeah. I mean, the rescue, you know, it was really interesting because the rescue was like, okay, well, you can keep her for 30 days and then we'll consider taking her. And I was like, okay, well, and my cousin is leaving to start graduate school like next week. And she's like, I can't do that. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, we'll come up with other, it's not the Malinois rescue who was saying that. It was a local rescue group, just to be clear. And then they were like, when she told them that she had another option for her, they were like, well, who is this person? And do they know? I mean, like, I appreciate that they were interested to make sure that the person receiving the dog was like capable and experienced. I mean, the woman who would be getting her has like had five of them and she,
sure,
like, whatever. But it was like, okay, so you won't take the dog. You won't help for 30 days, but you're going to tell me where the dogs should go? Like,
of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Did you see her picture?
No, I didn't get anything yet.
I texted you.
I'm looking at my text. I don't have it.
Did I send it to the right person?
Maybe not.
Oh, no. I sent it to the wrong person.
There you go.
Oops.
Well, I hope that this dog gets all the love in the world.
I know.
One dog at a time, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's 20 dogs at a time, because there's 20 husky puppies up for adoption at Hollywood Huskies in the next 4 weeks.
So the...
Oh, Bubba Angel.
I know. So she's been keeping her in a crate that she has because they live on a farm. And I was like, why do you have this crate? And then it's for one of her goats.
A goat crate, of
course. A goat crate. Mm-hmm.
I think that Huck must have a little Malinois in him. Because I think they share a nose.
Oh, really?
I think that he's got a Malinois nose.
I'm going to send you another one.
That's so cute.
I know.
Look at that angel. Guys, this dog, so cute.
Yeah. And she has one ear up and one ear down.
Yeah,
and
who doesn't love a flopper?
But apparently that is from malnutrition.
Okay, well, we don't love a flopper then.
Yeah.
But we want ears up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it will get fixed one way or another. One way or another. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you, get you, get you, get you. Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you watch reality TV, do you have a reaction when you see dogs running around willy-nilly and just sort of hanging out, or do you not care? Or do you just think like, wow, that dog really is well-behaved and I hope he does well? Or do you have any feelings?
Can you give me like a more specific?
I don't even know if it's specific.
Are we talking like the Real Housewives of like?
Real Housewives, or I was watching the McBee Dynasty.
Yes.
Which
those are farm dogs.
Well, right? Well, there's one dog that's not a farm. Maybe it's not a farm. There's one dog that's a big German Shepherd who's owned by the oldest son who was like running around a fire pit. And I was like, that doesn't feel safe. But they're just like, nobody's ever sort of got a collar on or is ever like they're just like all running around or I don't know. It just always feels a little
irresponsible pet ownership on display.
Kind of, because you also think like there's tons of production people around, even though that's not seen on the camera, but you kind of know it's happening. And I don't know. I was just wondering what your take on it. And then, oh my gosh, I have to tell you something else, but unrelated, but continue.
I mean, I definitely see people like making choices that I would not make.
Did you get fired up? Or are you like, eh, I don't care?
I can't remember a time that I've gotten fired up. I mean, one thing that I get really fired up, which is not necessarily on TV, is when I see people with their dogs sitting in their laps, hanging out of their car windows.
Ugh. What are you doing? Your dog's going to jump out of the car.
And here's the thing, like, again, the duality of like, I want to be the Karen that says, what in the fuck are you doing? But you can't.
However, it's illegal to have a dog in the back of a flatbed now and they will ticket you. That's
my neighbor does that with his dog all the time. And he has like a truck. It's not like he's keeping it pristine, like for, you know, whatever. I think he thinks it's cool.
Yeah. But they will ticket you now. That's like a officially against the law. I came home the other day and I've let a few things slide with the people that are the gardeners for my area. And there's been a few things like, I think I told you I did not let slide. A while ago, they moved the fence to my water feature and Huck jumped in the pond. But then like the other day,
this a gardener that you pay for or the homeowners association?
The homeowners association. I mean, I pay for it, but we all pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not your private.
Not my private, but they do know me very well, let me tell you.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So the other, like a couple weeks ago, my private hose was like disassembled and the top of the hose was missing. And then I found it in the street. Like they're just very careless with my personal property. And it was kind of starting to really bug me, but whatever. I get home the other night and the back fence to my garden, which opens up. I have a lot, like a padlock to it. So it just doesn't close. Cause if you want to break into my house, you could walk in through my back gate but I have like a padlock to it so that you can't walk in. It's an 8-foot fence. It's a like security issue as well as it keeps my dog in my house. Right. And I walk into my backyard with Huck to let him out to use the restroom. But before I opened the door, just by happenstance, I look out instead of just opening the door and the gate was wide open.
Yeah.
And I was like, you motherfuckers. Are you kidding me? There was a bobcat in my backyard the other day. There's like coyotes everywhere. A coyote killed a big dog in my neighborhood not the other day. I'm like, what is going on? And I was so upset. And I called them and they're like, well, you know, there's this one guy in our crew that, I mean, he just forgot. I'm like, dude, this is not just about like, I mean, this, you don't forget to like lock up someone's house. Like this is, I mean, yes, my safety of my animal, it's a big issue. But also, like, I could have come home and there would have been, like, a lethal animal in my yard that could have happened. Somebody could have, like, broken into my house easily with that. And
yeah,
we're so sorry. All they offered was some sorry. But is that, I mean, wouldn't you have been very upset? I was very upset. I felt very tyranny, but I was also guys.
There is, again, the duality of, like, this is some bullshit. And being a Karen, and it's really unfortunate that as a middle-aged white woman, like if you get pissed, you are on the Karen train.
Well, I said, I don't want to make this bigger than it is, but somebody could have been waiting for me in my backyard to kill me.
Yeah.
My dog could have jumped out.
Someone or something.
Yeah. My dog could have jumped out quickly and then died. I go, these are big deals. So
no, this happened to Ben Stein.
Ben Stein?
Yeah, when Ben Stein's money. This happened to their dog. I think
what
it was
happened?
It's a long time ago. the housekeeper or the gardener, I can't remember, left the gate open and their dog ran out into traffic and got killed.
People make mistakes and horrible things happen, but like, I feel like you should do everything you can. And like, don't you have a mental checklist in your head often? I do.
I mean, not everyone has the Allie mental checklist approach to life.
Everything in my life is a mental checklist. Honestly,
no shit.
Betsy, you know more than most about my mental checklist.
I do.
Sorry about that, but
yeah, no,
sorry.
No, I think, look, people make mistakes. Things happen. But this seems like with your gardeners, it's an ongoing issue. And that's when there's a problem.
Yeah. No, thanks. Not into it.
Zero stars would not recommend.
Hopefully they will remedy this moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the other thing is that unfortunately, it just means that you always have to be that much more vigilant to check up to see if they've done what they should have done.
Yeah, which I don't like. But onward and upward. Hopefully.
Onward and upward.
Yes.
Well, I think I've got to go take my puppies out for a walk.
Amazing. And I'm going to go drop Huck off at
the D
boarding for 2 days because there's going to be a lot of fireworks in my neighborhood for the next 2 days.
I think I told you about a dog that I was contacted to help. It's a lab, and that he moved into an area and there's like lots of, they do fireworks all the time and it's really stressful.
Yeah.
So he went yesterday to the vet and, you know, these people really love him and it's so heartbreaking, but they have limitations in their life that mean that they have to live where they're living and they're doing everything they can. And I just wanted to like reiterate to her, like, you are finding him the best home for him. Like, and that's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
And as they get through the fireworks that are happening around us through this month, hopefully it'll happen soon. So let's all say a prayer for him and for Luna Bagel. Who is the name of the Malinois mix?
Luna Bagel.
Mari was calling her Bagel, and Rhonda, who's getting her, was trying to think of names for her, and Luna. So it's now Luna Bagel.
I love someone named Rhonda. By the way, that's just Rhonda's, a strong name.
It is a strong name. She's a strong woman.
Wrong.
Okay. Love you long time. We love you. We love your dogs.
Love your dogs.
Have a great week, everyone.